and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and a very big welcome to 2020. And the third week in a row that you have to put up with my voice. But don't worry, as I say, normal service has been resumed with Nigel Ogden next week. But I thought I would start the year with a composer that really tends to slip through organists' fingers in terms of planning concerts and recordings, and that's the name of Robert Farnon. A lot of his music is scattered around through the decades of the cinema organ, but nobody's actually thought of doing a Robert Farnon medley, and there's a great deal of stuff to choose from. So I hope you'll enjoy the varied sounds of varied instruments in the next half an hour. Let's start off with what must be Farnon's most well-known piece, Jumping Bean, played by Jim Riggs on the Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer. Jim Riggs there by what is probably Robert Farnon's most well-known piece, Jumping Bean, at the magnificent Paramount Oakland Wurlitzer. Robert Farnon was born in 1917 in Toronto in Canada, and he was commissioned to be a captain in the Canadian Army and became the conductor and arranger of the Canadian Band, which was very similar to the Glenn Miller Band. His compositions were very varied, and in complete contrast to that lively novelty, let's have this very beautiful descriptive piece played by Brian Rodwell in the late 60s on the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, How Beautiful Is Night. Thank you. The lush sounds there of the Granada tooting Wurlitzer in the hands of Brian Rodwell, all of those very sensitive sounds of tibias and voxes oozing away there. The next piece sort of follows in the similar vein of laid back and was a great favourite of Stanley Wiley. And in fact, I didn't really realise that this piece was written by Farnan until I put this programme together. It is one of those numbers that is very much associated with, as I said, Stanley Wiley, moonlight lullabies, ooey gooey melatonin sounds, and that's what we're going to hear now with Stanley at the Ritz in Belfast in the 1950s. Here's Melody Fair. That you excuse the crackles and pops there of that archive recording featuring Stanley Wiley at the Ritz in Belfast. Well, it's back to novelty time, and occasionally it's good to have an extra pair of hands and pair of feet. And if you happen to have an organ that has two consoles and two organists that think very much alike in terms of music and preparation, then you can create wonderful sounds, as did happen at the ATOS 2015 convention when Richard Hills and Simon Gledhill combined played the Dickinson High School Kimball. I, for one, would have loved to have been there, and thank heaven that we have the ATOS CDs that come out every year, and this was one track from them. It's novelty time again, and here's Poodle Parade. It's really amazing what one big instrument can do under the hands of two very talented people, insofar as you get enough a layer of orchestration, and I think that really came through on that novelty Poodle Parade there. Well, back to a little bit about Farnan. At the end of the war, he decided to move to England and later on to Guernsey in the Channel Islands. And his fellow friend and composer Wally Stott composed A Canadian in Mayfair as tribute. Well, perhaps Farnan's move to Britain prompted this beautiful waltz, the Westminster Waltz. Thank you. the Westminster Waltz, and eager listeners will have had 3 minutes to try and work out who's playing and where. Well, it was my good friend and colleague Nigel Ogden at the Free Trade Hall in Manchester. The next piece of music I first heard on Radio Free, unconventionally I think, whilst driving along on a summer's day, and it really suited the moment. However, I'm not going to be the one to announce it, but you've got to cast your mind back yet again to the Paramount in Oakland at the ATUS convention in 1983 with Jim Rosevear at the console.
I have another Robert Farnham piece for you now. It's a completely different mood from the earlier ones. At the same time as he wrote those other two that I played, he wrote what you might call a pair. One was called Portrait of a Flirt, Fine Number. This is what he termed almost the sequel to the Portrait of a Flirt. An excellent piece. I know some of you will recognize it. It's been used as background music for years, sort of utility background music. A very fast, very up-tempo affair. I always thought this should be subtitled Shopping for Xylophones on Fifth Avenue. It's called Manhattan Playboy. Like in a few of those xylophone passages, my fingers are getting a little too pudgy to do it really justice.
Well, despite Jim's comments there at the end of that piece, I really think that he pulled it off. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of light music, that, and one that I like to listen to on a very hot summer's day. It's enough a novelty now, and this time one of the more well-known ones. It seems to have done the rounds in the Blackpool fraternity, and it really does suit the style very much, as I'm sure that you'll agree when Mr. Blackpool Jr., or the current Mr. Blackpool, or whatever you want to call him, Phil Kelsall at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool with the Peanut Polka. Phil Kelsall there, certainly putting the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer through its paces with Peanut Polka. And I saw on Facebook a lot of activity on the New Year's dance that happened there. And it looks really great to see the ballroom packed with spectators and dancers. Well, the next Farnan piece is my favourite. There's something wonderful about the melody, the way that it takes you in a different direction to where you think it's going to go. Perhaps that's why it's got its title, Journey into Melody. And here to take us on that journey at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide is that Australian maestro, John Ghiacci. Thank you. John Guiarci there certainly taking us into a journey into melody, my all-time favourite Robert Farnham piece. Of course, that's just my opinion. Well, we've entered 2020. We're now perhaps back into the roaring 20s. Maybe music will take a turn and we'll go back to dance bands and flappers and the Charleston. I know that that will put some of you off out there. Who knows? We could be the 20s reinvented. But certainly the start of this new era is an occasion, but it's not really a state occasion. But that's the piece that we're going to end this week's show on. It would have been a state occasion, perhaps, if we were at the Gaumont State in Kilburn, but sadly, with the way of the world, we can no longer access that gorgeous Wurlitzer. But thankfully, recordings exist, and this is one of them. State at a State. State Kilburn with State Occasion, and the very talented Ian Flitcroft to finish this week's show. Ian Flitcroft there in the late 1980s with State Occasion bringing the first show of 2020 to a close. Well, I'm a little bit relieved that I get a break for a couple of weeks now and hand back over to Nigel Ogden, who will be spending next week in his archive bringing you all sorts of goodies, and I'm very much looking forward to doing that. In the meantime, I'm about to dash off the door to the Troxy for the concert that's happening on Saturday. I don't really get a rest at this time of year, but nonetheless, I hope that you have had a chance to put your feet up and enjoy yourselves, and thank you very much to all of you who've found it in your hearts to put your hands in your pockets. Every little helps, and really does confirm that the show will definitely be going on for a few more years yet. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best. Take care.